This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. David Seligman, a consumer protection and advocacy lawyer, is running for state attorney general next year. CPR's Allison Sherry reports he is the fourth Democrat to enter the race.
Seligman has fans on the left flank of the Democratic Party for his work as executive director at Towards Justice. That's a legal and labor rights organization based in Denver. It has led national class action lawsuits on behalf of rideshare drivers, shepherds, and renters. Seligman joins the Boulder District Attorney, the current Secretary of State, and a former State House Speaker in the race. Current Attorney General Phil Weiser is term limited and is running for governor. The Democratic primary will be held next year. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
U.S. House Republicans want to roll back clean energy tax credits. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
As part of its budget reconciliation proposal, House Republicans want to significantly scale back clean energy tax credits from former President Biden's signature tax, health, and climate law. On the chopping block, consumer credits for pre-owned electric vehicle purchases ending this year and new EVs next year. It will also phase out tax credits for low-carbon energy sources and nuclear energy. This would impact several Colorado districts represented by Republicans. CD3 has more than $5 billion in low-carbon energy investments announced, but only $1.5 billion has been spent so far. CD4 and CD8 could also lose out. It will also hit Democrat Joe Neguse's district, where the bulk of a $125 million investment still has not been spent. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
It's 7 o'clock.